reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back, and lots of news going on. Josh, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I'm almost thinking compassionately, I want to pay for the psychiatry help, but I don't think it'll help. I think they need, these Democrats need the demon rats. And by the way, Jeanette Pirro, great minds must think alike. She actually thought of our same name we've called them. I actually thought it up, called the demon rats. Judge Pirro, who I think would be, make a great vice president, eventually maybe president. But there's so much stuff going on, it's insane. It's almost like a clown circus, isn't it? And now the Democrats have 18 of their troop. They're trooping out and trying to one-up each other with leftist crazy ideas in the California conference. Joe Biden's trying to become non-committal. The only one that's against socialism is Hickenlooper, and he gets booed. Both Bernie Sanders and all the other Democrats are so socialist. Everybody has to realize it'll completely destroy the economy in the United States as a functioning power. I mean, these people are nuts, aren't they?
They certainly are. And, you know, now Robert Mueller, if you look on the Drudge Report, Robert Mueller's one of his testifiers that he had for the investigation for the special counsel has now been indicted on child pornography last year, according to court documents. His name is George Nader. Now, this Nader guy is a very close associate and friend of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Not to mention, he's also been on Lolita Island a lot of times with Jeffrey Epstein. There are pictures of him, gallivanting in the water and things like that there. And so this is not his first sexual assault. He also had another one years ago country. I'm trying to remember which the country was.
But by the way, the country that you're talking about is Lolita Island. It's actually, we call it Pedophile Island. How's that?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's exactly what it is. But no, I'm saying this George Nader guy is no stranger to law enforcement. 28 years ago, he was again accused of transporting child pornography, a case in which he received a reduced sentence after influential figures argued privately to the court that he was playing a valuable role in national security affairs, trying to free U.S. hostages held in Lebanon.
Right.
And that was 28 years ago. So this guy is a sicko. He's a sick child pedophile. He had been caught with these images. He is very high up on the food chain in the deep state, and he's been able to get away with this for a very long time.
By the way, Mueller, when they start these cross investigations, he's going to go down too, isn't he?
It's possible. Look, I think so. I mean, if they do an investigation into Uranium One and Project Pelican, then there's no question. If they do a proper investigation and not a sham investigation like the dirty cop Mueller did, then yes, he will go down because he's part of it. He's part of Uranium One. He's part of Project Pelican. He's part of all of these, you know, these horrible things that happened, under the watchful eye of the Clintons.
Mention a couple of things in Pelican and the Uranium One, because he's also involved with the cover-up of 9/11. He's also involved with the cover-up of what happened in Libya with Hillary Clinton and the killing of Muammar Gaddafi, who gave up his weapons, and we kill him in the back of a truck. I mean, people don't understand this stuff. No wonder people like paranoid maniac North Korea that just killed his representatives on the last summit with Trump. What a son of a bitch. I mean, we want to negotiate with this maniac? I mean, come on. His negotiators didn't win, so he kills them? Holy cripes.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened, too. You know, he basically was the equivalent of the Secretary of State of Foreign Affairs for North Korea. That was his quote-unquote title, which was basically the same thing as Mike Pompeo. And Mike Pompeo literally was shaking this guy's hand a few months ago, and now the guy's pushing up daisies because he was killed by the regime because they, quote-unquote, didn't negotiate good enough or in good faith or whatever, and it shamed the North Korean government. So therefore, the guy had to die.
He didn't shake down the Americans.
That is.
Shaking down Trump is not an easy thing. When you can't shake him down and you worked in New York real estate, you're not going to shake down Trump. So North Korea needs to realize.
So when Trump got up and walked out, that guy's death warrant was signed, unfortunately.
Well,
if I was that North Korean negotiator, I would have grabbed Trump by the back of his jacket and held on for dear life and tell him, please stay, and, you know, my life depends on it. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, here's what I would do, an increasing layer of things. The first thing I'd do, I'd increase the sanctions on North Korea dramatically. Number two, I'd use space-based weapons against their Pyongyang and other facilities, because now Kim is actually shown on TV locally and over in China inspecting the new launching facilities for his medium and long-range rockets. We need to actually close off the banks for the PLA they're supporting and the Russian Rosatom rockets, because over the last 6 months, I have intel from my sources that Russia has further upgraded the rockets and the guidance systems for North Korea. North Korea wouldn't do this on their own. They're doing it as a proxy of Russia and China. Right. Russia and China, this is their. If you want to call, have you ever seen a drug dealer? And they have these attack dogs, you know, like a pit bull. North Korea is just their pit bull. He's just an attack dog. And, of course, they want to have plausible deniability if there's an attack on America by North Korea and our allies. The fact
what we
is,
need to do, we need a team, a coalition team of Navy SEALs and also Mossad agents, and they need to go in and do an extraction. Go into the country and do an extraction and take this guy out immediately and take out all of his guards, all of his henchmen, everybody else, and then install somebody from South Korea that we trust to take over the country until we can formulate eventually the country and get, you know, Amnesty International in there and get them health care and, you know, teach them how to govern themselves, almost similar to what we did almost in Iraq. Not that we want to be the nation builders of the world, but it is true, and I will say this. When we do have people that have not a dictatorship but a democracy, they typically don't attack each other and they don't attack their neighbors because they understand that there's more to it with trade and financial rewards and gains and things like that. So I think at this point we ought to put our own South Korean puppet in there that will do what we need and get rid of the North Korean regime once and finally for all.
Yeah.
And we could do it. It wouldn't be that hard
I would actually
to put an extraction team in there.
Most people don't know this, but I have my contacts in Missile Defense Command. And a lot of the rockets actually in their launch phase, before they were launched by North Korea, were hit by a space-based directed energy weapons that actually fried them on their launch pad. We need to actually do some frying of their parliament buildings or his sleeping facilities at night. Before they even send in Delta Force Special Op and the Mossad, they need to fry this country, their nuclear facilities and their parliament, and teach them a lesson. The same thing with the Chinese. The Chinese are getting too big for their britches. The Chinese are shaking their fists at us and saying, hey, don't underestimate our military. No, you've got a 20th century military. We have a 22nd century. And you're going to take it hard. And they don't understand that yet, whether it's financially or otherwise. China is playing with the big boys, and they have no idea that they're playing with the dragon country, America, and we're going to blow fire just like, you know, the movie Game of Thrones. They're going to get burnt, aren't they?
They should. I mean, you know, you mess with us, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know,
you
now
mess
they're
with
trying
us,
to say that they're going to come
goodbye.
After FedEx everything else.
What are they doing with FedEx? Because I know they're coming after our tech companies, and they have 400,000-plus students here stealing technology. I think we should start talking about extradition of all these students and get them out of the country. That would be one of the other things.
I think that would be a very good idea, number one. But number two, it looks like Bill Barr is going after for antitrust against Google and some of these other Silicon Valley tech companies. So because of what they've done to conservatives, they're going to have to answer to Bill Barr. The Barr tab is coming.
Well, I think the Europeans already did it. European Commission's already clamped down these guys. I think it's the end of Amazon, Google, and these other tech companies. I think their death knell is already here. Some, you know, that book, The Tale of Two Cities, when you do not wonder who the bell tolls for. It tolls for you. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter. I think your death knell is coming, isn't it?
Well, I think more than anything else, they're going to get regulated completely.
That's what I mean.
And
they're
won't
be sued.
Able to do right. They won't be able to do what they're doing, and that's good and bad. It's good because we want to be able to have freedom of speech, but it's bad because we don't want more regulation of everything.
Well, I think
but in this case, they're a rogue agent, so we have to regulate them.
Well, they basically got a pass to things that anybody else publishing a book or a newspaper can be sued. But these guys couldn't. So now they're going to be under the same regulations because they act as editors. And that means that they're going to get sued out of existence if they screw around anymore. Right?
Yeah, and you know, you talk about editors and you talk about publishers. There's a report out on Julian Assange that I just covered last night and this morning. He's gravely ill, and he's being poisoned, by the way. He's actually being poisoned, allegedly, in the prison there at Belmarsh. And I have the name of the drug, and you being a health expert,
yeah,
you would probably know exactly what this is. It's called BZ. Do you know what BZ is?
Yeah, BZ is a pesticide.
It's a pesticide.
It's also
a military incapacitating agent.
Yeah, it is. It's also BZ was actually developed by for Vietnam, and they sprayed BZ over our troops to actually test it. When it incapacitates you and puts you into a disturbed state for up to 30 days. So if you get sprayed with BZ, it's like LSD that lasts 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so no wonder he looks like he's sick. He's not just sick. He's sick in the head because he's been BZ'd. And we actually realized it was too dangerous for us to even spray over because we thought it might spray and hit our troops. So we didn't deploy it in Vietnam. But people don't know the BZ was developed by us as a super LSD that would actually last for a month or more. So one episode, boom, and you've been BZ'd, man. You're gone.
So let me ask you this then. Is it, and I've read about this, but is this true that it doesn't show up in toxicology reports and it's odorless and ultimately it leaves the body and it doesn't leave a trace? It's not permanent, so you can't really prove that it's been done?
No, that's a lie. Whoever says that is just liars. There's no such thing as a toxin that you can't pick up in either a toxicological analysis. So when people say that, I'm a board-certified toxicologist, and I can tell you that's crap.
Okay.
If there's using BC, I could find it.
Hmm. Well, there's a report out there by numerous sources that they are interrogating him and they are torturing him with chemicals. And if this is true and they can prove it, then they're in violation of the 1998 Article 3 law that prohibits this type of behavior. And they should be held accountable, the British government, for torturing him.
Right. Well, you know why they're torturing him? Because the British behind a lot of this stuff that's going on with Mueller-gate and so on was actually a British operation. And people don't understand. It's funny that Trump's over there. And this mayor, by the way, of London, this guy needs to be Twitter smackdowned. What an ignorant piece of crap. And he's got this baby Trump that he's got floating he can put up there and all this protests against Trump. Trump needs to be shown respect because they need to show respect for America. Trump wants a trade deal because when Britain leaves the Brexit, which is going to happen now that Boris is going to come in, they need us like they need a mama. And the fact that this mayor of London, Londonistan, this guy is a affiliate of terrorist Muslim organizations. People need to understand this mayor of London, that's why I refer to it as Londonistan. He's a Pakistani terrorist head of London right now.
There's right? No question about it. I did a full report on it when he first became mayor. One of the first things he did was he took down the advertisements in the subways in London of scantily clad women in bikinis and things like that, covered them up, made them wear headscarves. And you are correct. He does have ties to British terrorists, including that famous mosque in London that has launched numerous terrorist attacks. I'm going by memory here because it was over 2 years ago that I did this full report on it. But yeah, people can check it out on my my YouTube channel.
The sleeper state that we don't pay much attention, we all look at the Middle East and Iran and so on. The real big sleeper state that's extremely dangerous, and A.Q. Khan got nuclear materials from as late as the second term of George W. Bush, is Pakistan. And Pakistan, mm-hmm, being a member of the British Commonwealth, basically, there's a lot of Pakistanis. That's why we call it Londonistan. This mayor is actually a Pakistani. People have to understand, Pakistan makes more nukes in Waziristani plant than any other country on Earth, including America. Not as high grade or as weapons delivery missile systems, but they make intermediate range missiles and go thousands of miles. Pakistan is a sleeping nuclear giant, and they're Muslim and they're maniacs.
That is true, and they have been caught numerous times working with Iran and other countries to give them, you know, nuclear technology and secrets.
That's right. They're actually transferring technology at billions of dollars cost. And again, remember the cabal of North Korea, Pakistan, and Iran? And, of course, the Russians are collaborating, and so are the Chinese. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity, and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. They want to fight. We're going to have a Doc Down bloody fight. Welcome back. So, Josh, we have much more to cover. And, of course, you're going to be here for the next segment. Then you got to go early in the last segment. But there's so much news. The clown circus of the Democrats are so nuts. I can't even turn on TV and watch some of these Democrats, even on Fox News, who blather their foolishness. It's like, oh, man, I get ill watching them. And they'll try to lie to you right to your face, and they make these poppy-eyed kind of statements like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, repeating something 10,000 times doesn't work. You know, the old Russian saying, you throw enough mud against the wall, and it'll stick, except if the wall is Teflon like Trump. He's a Teflon president, isn't he?
Yeah, he truly is. There is a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a new story that I'm going to break this week about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. New emails reveal at least four FBI 302 reports related to Hillary Clinton's investigation were never even written. That information is coming out. There's more information pertaining to the deep state. Hillary was warned multiple times about using her unsecured server by many people in the State Department, and they, you know, just laughed at it. Elmer Fudd Sessions and the Huber hoax. You know, the Huber investigation never has even started yet. I mean, I've been saying it all along that Jeff Sessions was a plant from the deep state, and it's turning out that he was.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions was a fool. I mean, he didn't do anything right. I mean, he even recused himself and then handed over to Rosenstein. And Rosenstein, by the way, is trying to get himself out of the pickle by trying to go state's evidence. And to be honest with you, he's going to bring a lot of people down.
That's exactly what I suggest, and that's exactly what I have said that is going to happen. Yeah, I believe that 100%.
I honestly think by the summer you're going to start seeing some indictments. They'll hit lower-level people first, like Stock and Page, but they're going to prison. These people are not. They're going to do the perp walk, and it's going to go all the way up to Obama and Valerie Jarrett, and it'll go all the way up to the former Attorney General herself. This is going to get really ugly, and it's the worst crisis in American history. And if we tolerate this, we don't have a republic anymore. We have a totalitarian police state where the intel agencies and elements in the government could give a crap about whether or not there's an elected official in government that wants to do the will of the people. They want globalism, a borderless country. And right now, I mean, I saw on the news this morning, like 130-some people from Africa, from Angola and so on, crossing the Rio Grande River, wading up to waist height with kids on their shoulders. Holy cripes, I mean, we're not talking about just Mexicans and Central Americans coming here. We're talking about up to 40 or so countries coming across the Mexican border. And I think Trump's doing the right thing, but you know what I would do next, Trump? I would send our special troops to the Mexican-Guatemalan border to put a stop to this crap. I then, next to that, I would send the troops to kill the drug cartels. What?
Yeah, the tariffs are long overdue. They should have been done a long, long time ago. And look, getting back to the deep state, look, I want to see these people fry like fried chicken just like anybody else. The reality is that you're going to see many of them get granted immunity. You're going to see many others testify against the others because of that immunity. And you're going to see some of these people go down. Now, when I say go down, is anyone looking at 20 and 30 and 40 years? Absolutely not, unfortunately, because of the two-tier justice system. But I do see 18-month to 36-month sentences for some of these people, for the McCabes and the Strokes. You know, not Lisa Page, because she'll turn against Peter Strzok. You know, there's some of these people that are going to go down on these short jail sentences.
But you know the more important thing than the jail sentence, you know what it is? No public media, no book deals, no working for corporations to actually, they're rotating musical chairs with government and agencies.
They shouldn't be allowed to go to Otisville. Hang on.
Yeah, they, should,
they shouldn't
yeah,
be allowed to yeah. go to Otisville where they get arugula salad and tennis lessons all day, all damn day. You know what I mean? That's not punishment. They need this doesn't need to be a scene like in the movie Goodfellas when
right.
Paulie Cicero is cutting the onions real slow to put them in the sauce for the spaghetti, okay? This isn't what this is supposed to be like. This is supposed to be hardcore time because these absolute scumbags deserve it. And, you know, look, they need to be in jail. However long that is, that's not my decision to make. That's the Department of Justice decision.
Yeah, I'd say at least 5 years. But here's the main thing, and this is something that needs to be a wider thing. We don't want rotating musical chairs between government and industry. We don't want book deals. We don't want internet. We don't want people to becoming what we call post-criminal celebrities. We don't want
exactly.
the same thing repeated in the future. And we have to actually
yeah.
change the swamp lessons and the swamp rules. So the swamp doesn't come back again once this is cleared out, you know. Otherwise, when Trump's gone in 2024, the swamp can come back, or it can, you know, if it's not completely gone, it'll come back and try to bite us. Just like, you know, that alligator that got through that woman's window in her kitchen in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida.
And she got
yeah,
like an 11-foot alligator or something ridiculous, smashing and banging around her cupboards in her kitchen.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, I heard about that story, too. But look, you're right. You know, some of these people, they need to go down hard. And look, I'll be the first to say, and Right Wing Watch knows it, I'm wanting blood. I'll admit it. I want blood. I want these people to suffer the ultimate penalty. Hang on. Don't interrupt me. I want these people to suffer the ultimate penalty, and that penalty is D-E-A-T-H, death, as a deterrent so that no other piece of crap would ever dare try this ever again to a sitting president. I want to see them fry in Old Sparky. I want to be the one that witnesses the needle going into the arms, and I'll say it publicly. I don't care. This is what needs to happen. And I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to take this little clip, and they're going to put it out there and say, Josh wants to kill more people. Fine, let them do it, because these people deserve death and nothing less.
Well, if you actually look at the rules of war engagement, this is a form of a war. This is an internal war, a coup against the president. And it's that serious.
Right.
We've been paralyzed in dealing with Russia and China. By the way, Russia has pulled out some support from Maduro, but not complete. But they're already doing something. So obviously Trump's getting through to Putin a bit. China's not getting it yet. They're still acting like they can somehow tough through this and almost wait for the next regime. I heard that there's former representatives of the Obama administration, including John Kerry, telling the Russians and Chinese, just wait out the government. These people that are doing
they
this, like Kerry, need to go to jail,
to
damn it.
They need to be charged under the Logan Act, all of them, every single one of them. They need to be
right.
charged under the Logan Act. Anyone that's talking to a foreign country that is not on behalf and represented by the current administration is guilty and in violation of the Logan Act, and those sons of bitches should be cut down just like the rest of them and put in jail. Absolutely. I'm going to make a lot of comments so that Right Wing Watch is going to be confused on which ones to cover.
Which ones are you going to cover, Kyle, you little baby? I got a better thing. You want to be funny just like what happened to Julian Assange?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have a monthly BZ patch on them. That they put them in an altered state
yeah,
so they can't
go.
Function.
BZ patch. Doing to Assange.
We should start by
torturing Kyle Mentila from Right Wing Watch.
let's call it the Assange Care. Just like the crazy Democrats want Eugenicare. They don't want health care.
Yeah, let's give it Assange care. Exactly. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. And by the way, if Assange goes down, that means anybody in journalism, like you and me, that raise issues and ask questions, that means they want to try to kill us. Let me tell you, this is Dr. Deagle on the dark side of Deagle. You start to the next level, I'm going to start releasing technology a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns or anything your missile forces have. And if I release it to the regular, my friends and people in public through the dark internet, they're going to have technology that you want to come and get them. They're going to have lethal and non-lethal technology a lot more dangerous than guns. You want to mess with us? We're going to mess with you.
You want to have blood and guts? I feel sorry for the soy boy, Kyle Mentila, because he's going to be dizzy right now trying to pick out which comments to use in his next article.
Well, they need to understand we're at the point where we're so ticked off with the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans and the deep state insider government that is involved with the trade of people, drugs, and organ trade. and a deep state inside our government thinks that the elected president is irresponsible, that we don't abuse him, and we tolerate people like this mayor of London. Ah, you know what? People need to realize what's going on here. Why did the government in London and the Queen even tolerate the city of London putting up this protest when a head of state is arriving? This is not very good, is it?
No, it's not. It just shows disrespect. But look, the bottom line is this mayor is a terrorist, just exactly like you said. I did a full report on this Mayor Khan.
Well,
the Queen is, what, 93 years old? I mean, how much power does she have? You know, does she know? What can she even do at this point? So I think the whole thing is a sham. Let's hope that Nigel Farage takes over that country, or at least Boris Johnson, and kicks some ass. And you know what? Kick some of these Muslim terrorists out of the country, too, and start with the mayor.
Right, exactly. In fact, I think what we should do is, number one, we should be monitoring the mosques in Britain and Europe and elsewhere, and we should be closing them down and deporting the people who are preaching the terrorism of their own Muslim first-generation kids that are here. We should also be realizing that Islam is never going to mix with a constitutional Judeo-Christian republic. It's never going to. We should be realistic about the woke movement, that these women are crazy and they want to basically kill women in utero. We should start realizing and facing reality that we have a form of public insanity that's now called politics, and anything goes. I mean, the Mueller report came out, Mueller himself now, after he made his 9-minute statement, and he said, I'm not going to answer anything further. No, you can't go and open up a can of worms like this and not. I want to see his ass in Congress answering questions from Congress people from the GOP that want to take him apart, and I want to see a grand jury, so the grand jury indicts this bugger for not investigating Hillary Clinton and her damage by bleach bit and damaging phones and 30,000 emails. I want to see that, right?
Absolutely. I would love to see it.
Yeah, and it needs to happen. And by the way, I think under Barr it's going to. I think Barr, who is personally assaulted so much now, he doesn't give a crap. He's near the end of his life. This man is ethical.
Yeah.
He's got a backbone. And I think Trump now is basically weaponizing the media with Horowitz and the Uber report and Durham. They're really going to start going down. That's why they're panicking. You see the media and CNN, they need to be de-licensed. CNN and NBC need to lose their license.
I'm not nearly as confident as you are about the whole investigation yet. And the reason is because nobody's in prison yet. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's this. Nobody's that. I believe that Barr is the right man for the job, but I don't know how far he's going to go. Is he going to recommend treason and death, which is what they deserve? I highly doubt it. Huber is an absolute disgrace, which I called it right from the beginning, way back when. I knew that he was a bunch of bull. Sessions is a plant. Sessions was never on the Trump team, never, not from day one.
Right.
He came out and he did his fake support right off the bat, saying that he's on the Trump train. He never was. He was a feckless, useless, horrible attorney general. And we basically didn't have an attorney general for 2+ years.
These people would
have been in jail already if we did.
Do you know the reason why he was? Because if you look at his old record, it wasn't bad. The reason why he was, the report came out that he or his relatives or a friend was involved with pedophilia and they had the goods on him. The reason why is they had his left and right nut in a vice. That's why he never did a damn thing. Because he had some direct connection with something really bad. That's what they had with that guy. They had his balls in a vice.
I heard that, too. I never reported on it because, again, I only report on things I can verify.
I got some very good sources on that. The reason is the man before his record was really good. And all of a sudden, his record turned really bad and he did nothing. This guy is not brainless. This guy was a smart guy, a smart politician. He got scared. He was a great
senator. He was a great senator.
Exactly.
But an absolute horrible attorney general. The worst.
Worse than Eric Holder
and Loretta Lynch.
Right. Well, you know what? The thing is, you wouldn't believe the number of attacks I've had. You know what? All it does is make me madder and more determined. Both spiritual, physical, financial, and have my lines cut. I mean, I have my show turned off. I had one caller, Stephen Fox, tried to call it on Friday 14 times before he got in at the last minute of the show after we were closing down. And the line, our phone line, was shut. That's our 844-769-2944 line. People need to realize the NSA and these agents of the government are doing everything to monitor us. The only thing they don't want to do is if they kill us, knuckleheads out like you listening that don't believe us might believe that if we're dead.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and on Drudge, one of the big news stories that just popped up the last number of minutes is that Congress is going to take a closer look at big tech. That's one of the good things they're doing. They're not doing much else. You need to work on infrastructure, the border, international trade, the USMC treaty, dealing with international, with the switch in the immigration to a merit-based system. I mean, a whole lot of stuff they could do right now, and they get points from the American public. And I don't care if there's some Democrats getting elected. If they do the right thing, go for it. Do something good for America. Let's continue with our discussion, firstly, on NutriMeds. Firstly, if you want to get a consult with Dr. Bill, here's how it works. Drop me a quick email, go to Contact Us, or get the Contact Us email, and send me a brief paragraph of what your issues are. I'll decide based on that to give you a starter protocol or recommend if you need a consult. If you get a starter protocol, just start it and take it for 2 to 4 weeks and tell me if you're feeling better. If you're not making progress, then do contact me. Leave a contact phone number and time windows, and I can give you a call back free, no charge. If it looks like your condition is too complex to just get you easy there and you need to have tests, I can recommend with your local doctor or with blood test kits and a consult that you need. I will arrange that so we can start sending test kits to you so we can actually start a formal consult. I do a video redo of the consult so you can actually know what the heck's going on, and then you can actually find out what's happening with your body. So you need to understand that that is available right now, and it's important to understand that you don't need to wait. I had one lady who just emailed me, and I thought it was kind of strange that she did this. She actually said that she was talking about the idea of doing a Paula. She wanted to know about whether or not her PCP requested an immediate test due to her current cancer. Her choice is either this week or in September. Are you kidding? You're going to wait till September and the cancer is spread all over your body? I mean, where's the logic in that? I'm sure your doctor wouldn't want that. I mean, a regular doctor, even a PCP. So the important thing is to understand that we have alternatives to full-dose, non-testing of cancer sensitivity, insulin potentiated chemo. We have alternatives. You don't want chemo. We've got the RGCC dendritic vaccine. We've got the vaccine against your blood vessels. We've got hyperbaric oxygen with ozone. We've got IV ozone therapy. We've got Nagalay suppressive technologies that we have. We've got the GCMAF, which is a granulocyte macrophage activation factor, the third generation I can get for you, that you can get from the Channel Islands and by the UK. I mean, we have all kinds of alternatives. You don't need to suffer. So stop trying to second guess and figure that you can know more than Dr. Deagle or my colleagues. You're not. It's ridiculous. We will help you, and I'll answer your questions, but don't try to second-guess and think, well, I know more than you, Deagle. That's extremely unlikely, okay? Or my colleagues, by the way, including your own family doctor. I'm sure he's going to, if he wants to do a cancer test, have him do the proper cancer cell markers and then get the results to me so I can review it. But don't presume that you know what you're doing. Let's have a look at some of the things we've recently said here. By the way, I did do that very fancy cancer natural control protocol, basically natural cancer cures. And I'm looking at some new guests here, by the way. We're going to have some really pretty cool ones now. Ken Klein will be coming on, and we have a number of videos that I've got, the transhumanism, Jerusalem in the Old City, and 25 Messianic Signs, and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse movies. He's a movie producer and a prophetic analyst. I think he'll be coming on regularly. He's going to come on Wednesday in the third hour. We come back to Dr. Truat. We'll be back tomorrow for another amazing show talking about the cell vital mat to recharge your cell energy, along with the photon sound beam and epigenetic frequency therapy. We have the new technologies, by the way, I'll be bringing on with some guests to talk about the Pearl M Plus and the ProGen 3 that can use my epigenetic frequency therapy based on blood tests or quantum testing for minerals and epigenetic frequency treatment and measuring the quantum circuits using a spectral analyzer. I have right now the Tenma USB oscilloscope, and I'm looking at another technology that will help us to get more accurate frequencies for frequency treatments. We have lots of cool things that we can do for you to make you feel better and make you heal, get over your depression, sleep better, detoxify, correct your arthritis or dysbiosis. And it's fully integrative. In other words, we raise your cell energy, detoxify your body, mobilize those toxins out of the deep sequestered compartments with things like low ELF infrared sauna, pulse magnetic field therapy with the Cell Vital Mat, photon sound beam, Lumen photon therapy, amazing stuff. So the first machine I recommend everybody get is a Lumen. Definitely everybody should have a Lumen. In fact, I even use it while I'm on air, the Lumen photon, because it doesn't have a pulse magnetic pulse, so you can hear a zap, zap. If I had my QRS mat on, you'd hear a zap, zap sound. So you don't want that. And if you're trying to get a consultation, you realize that, hey, is anybody else going to provide a free callback just to give you a starter protocol? No. Just email me and say, here's what's wrong with me. What two or three or four things do you think I should start with? Now, if you're not making progress in the first week or two, you need to actually move it up. We need to actually get you a proper consultation. We need to actually have you review your records, your 11-page functional integrative history, your lab work, x-rays, MRI scans, CT scan, genetic tests, etc. And it's an amazing array of labs. I just added a bunch of new ones now, a new cancer lab besides Oncolabs in New Jersey. We have, of course, the testing overseas in labs in Europe and the RGCC test for cancer and the genetic vaccine in Greece. So these are all available. I can send the test kits to you anywhere on the planet, from Antarctica to China and whatever. That's really pretty cool. So it means there's no distance limits or problems here that we can't overcome. So I want you to realize that that's possible right now. Also, we want to bring back on the show, and I'm trying to get jurisdictionary on Dr. Fred Graves from How to Win in Court, because it's important for people to understand we need pro se litigant action. A lot of the political actions, just trying to elect this one or that one, that's good, but you need to do more. Besides the sentences that we talked about with Josh Bernstein, it's important that we deal with things like, more important than the long or painful sentences, to make sure that the swamp factors aren't there again. They can't rotate between corporations and government. Lobbyists, for example. They can't get book tours. They can't get, into the media and actually go as a media pundit like this guy, Brennan and Clapper. They're paid large salaries while they still have security clearance. That's kind of insane that Trump hasn't pulled a security clearance of Brennan. I mean, this guy is obviously a major criminal. When the reports come out with Durham and Horowitz and they start investigating properly, these people are going to go down. I mean, at the very least, they're going to lose their positions and their security clearance. They shouldn't have book tours and they shouldn't be able to rotate between business and government, because that's really the nature of the swamp. The swamp really is lobbyists that get major contracts because they use government power to get major amounts of money, just like the Clintons did. That's why after they left office, Hillary Clinton and her husband, bad Bill Clinton, made billions of dollars in money at their funds, basically, by selling out America. We saw that with Biden selling out, giving the South China Sea Islands to, where he got a deal for $1.5 billion to his son's failed investment company from China. I mean, this is pretty disgusting to sell out America and have these sellouts. If they can't rotate between government and business, if they can't get away with this stuff, it puts an end to that. Well, the same thing with your health. You've got to take control of it. Can't just rely on your regular doctor. You might need a mild hyperbaric oxygen if you've got a post-traumatic brain injury or PTSD, or you're fighting cancer. You might need that with ozone. You might need to have a QRS, the next generation from the QRS mat is the Cell Vital Mat and the photon sound beam to regenerate your organs and tissues to fight cancer. You might need to have advanced diagnostic testing and blood tests done to find out what the heck's going on with your body long before you would get a full-blown illness, or if you do, to find out the underlying cause. Do you have Lyme disease? Have they done testing for the iSpot Lyme test? Have they looked at your genetics? I have a little girl I'm actually sending a test kit out to probably today. She is had a traumatic birth, and she has basically some motor problems, but she has an expressive dysphagia, and she's a smart little girl, but she can't express herself. Well, we're going to look at various testing. On that little girl, I'm going to be measuring, not only wanting her doctors to do, her pediatricians, a T1 weighted MRI scan to look for myelination, but I'm looking at platelet levels of bioamines. We're going to look basically at organic acids to see what her organic acid levels are in her body in terms of different metabolites. We're doing genetic tests with 23andMe and Prometheus. Besides the genetic tests her own pediatricians have done or are going to do to look for different syndromes, it's very likely she doesn't have a syndrome because there's no family history of syndromes, that she had just a traumatic birth and anoxic brain injury and dysmyelination of neural pathways, and we can actually quantify that and see where those pathways have been knocked out. We also wanted to see if we can regenerate those pathways using technologies such as transcranial lumen photon, stem cell therapy like red deer velvet and oncomycin, bioregulatory peptides for brain regeneration, which I also have access to, and epigenetic frequency therapy and hyperbaric oxygen to try to improve her brain function. So we have a lot of things we can do to help that little girl get better. And the conventional doctors don't offer anything. They're doing biofeedback on her to improve her bilateral brain function. They're not doing anything, neuropsychology or anything. So they're basically in there at a loss to even get medications. Do they know what her neurotransmitter levels are? Of course not. They've not measured it. Do they know if she's got the genetic disorder? Not a full-blown syndrome, but just a gene snip of some kind? Of course not. But we're going to find that all out. So that's how I approached it. I approached it as a problem to say, how can we solve this and how can we make people feel better and get well? That's important to understand that nutraceuticals need to integrate with your wellness condition. And the same thing with our politics. I'm putting together a video, which I hope to have ready by the weekend. And the video I want to send over to the Twitter and Facebook pages for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is very Trumpian, and I really appreciate him, but he needs to be more Trumpian if he had strong advice. My advice to him dealing with Russia and China is start closing down bank accounts. Start threatening to remove China from the World Trade Organization. Apply direct sanctions to block oil coming out of Venezuela so no oil refinery companies in America or other allies will process their oil. Blockade the oil coming to Cuba. Get the Cubans to get their troops out of there immediately because it will do a blockade against them. Say, look, if you don't get your troops out, we're going to blockade your oil and your power and lights are going to go off. I mean, these are really straightforward things that don't involve the Democrats because they're not going to do anything that makes Trump look good. And what's bizarre to me is the Democrats don't care about America. They just want power back. I mean, America should be first, not second, and the parties should be afterwards. I mean, to me, it's obscene that they don't want to get any points. They could share the points with Trump. I don't care. If they collaborate with Trump, get some points. But just do something good for America. Well, same thing with your health. You've got to realize that the healthcare system, where it's top-down control by a socialist government in Britain or Canada or Europe, or a socialist government run by the government through Health and Human Services, or like the state of California. Last Friday, I had Stephen Fox going to be a whistleblower talking about Dr. Stoller, who's now in legal actions against the city of San Francisco, where what they did basically is the attorneys there tried to sanction him and actually have his license pulled in the state of California because he was giving people passes so they didn't have to be taking vaccinations based on medical reasons. And, of course, they wanted to be able to force vaccinate them in the city of San Francisco. Well, these leftist maniacs want to be the parent and want to take control of your own body, not you yourself or your kids. They're determined to make sure that you don't have any rights anymore and that you don't have the right to actually refuse medical care you don't agree with. So what I see happening is that America is becoming a totalitarian superstate where individual responsibility and autonomy are being replaced with a overbearing super government that basically means they are the dictator of all, including your finances, your medical care, and even the termination of your life if they think you're too expensive to keep alive. So people don't realize what the Democrats are bringing is not socialism, it's eugenicare, where they actually will kill you once it gets too expensive to keep you alive. If you want my help, it's free to get a starter protocol, 888-212-8871. Drop me an email to contact us at NutriMedical.com. This will all be posted up, and if you need help, do call us, 888-212-8871. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking action. Thank you for prayerful support. Thank you for getting all your NutriMeds exclusively from NutriMedical and supporting what we do.